All right, we know a lot of people are losing sleep over who's going to win the presidential race, and that's totally understandable. We get it. There's a lot riding on that one.
But hear us out. What you should really be losing sleep over are the races you probably don't even think about.
Like that one county race that makes you go, who the heck is that and what the heck do they do? I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Sage Miller. This week on State Street, it's all about the local. We know it's super easy to get caught up in the media hurricane that swirls around national or even statewide races.
But these smaller local races will likely impact your life before Congress can do, well, much of anything. We know you're probably thinking, but Sean, we already voted on these local races last year.
Gold star for those of you that did vote in those elections, but that's not what's happening this year. Sean, tell the people why.
Here in Utah, nonpartisan municipal elections for things like city mayor and city council happen in odd years. Partisan positions at the county level and above are in even years.
This is why it's important to vote every year.
That's right. But we also know that these local races may not seem as exciting.
But they are juicy. Like, don't you care about how much your property taxes are? Or how that park down the street looks? You know, the one that you take a stroll in when you're avoiding work?
How these races shake out also gives us a glimpse into how voters can be pretty nuanced. For example, both Democrats and Republicans have won big races in Salt Lake County in the same year.
Local elections give voters the chance to be super specific about what they want to see from their elected officials.
We spoke with some voters in Salt Lake County about what they want to hear from their local candidates this year. Here's a glimpse of what they told us.
I really wanted to hear about development and funding, particularly accessibility for the West Side, housing, homeless shelters, providing resources for the homeless, and just developing Salt Lake to be better. We're a growing state. How can we grow as a county and grow as a city as well?
The Jordan River Parkway and, the bond election around criminal justice and accountability and homelessness is an important part of what the Jordan River needs right now.
They use certain phrases or words that are somewhat more pro-housing. Then that's definitely something that I'm going to hold on to, because it really tells me who they're trying to earn their vote of.
Those were Salt Lake County voters Ty Martinez, Soren Simonson, and James Longstaff. FYI, Simonson was also a former Salt Lake City councilor and is now the executive director of the Jordan River Commission.
You're likely to find the responses to those issues at the city or county level. For example, the state doesn't really directly deal with homelessness. Sure, they have some policies, and there is the Utah Homeless Services Board. But tackling the issue is mostly up to the counties and cities. That's essentially the deal on the federal level, too.
To get a better understanding of the differences in campaigning and governing at the local and federal levels, I called up former Congressman Ben McAdams.
Most people, me included, probably best know him because he was the last Utah Democrat to serve in Congress. He represented Utah's 4th District from 2019 to 2021.
Right, but he has also been in Utah politics for a hot minute and has served at almost every level imaginable. He's been an advisor in Salt Lake City Hall, a state senator, and Salt Lake County mayor. I asked Ben what the number one difference was between his local jobs and working in Washington.
Working in local government, you're focused on getting the job done. You know, it's not really partisan. It's, you know, what do you got to do to get from A to B? So you just don't have the luxury of camping out on a political line and not talking to the other side. You got to be super pragmatic and get the job done. And I think state government is similar, although it does get a little bit more partisan at the state level, but, you know, still focused on getting the outcome, achieving the objective, and Congress at the federal level is as far as you can get from that.
So would you say the closer you are to the people, both physically and metaphorically, the more, I guess you would say, the more motivation to get work done or the more urgency to actually do your job?
Probably both. You know, the more maybe the greater the sense of collaboration, people that you're working with, you know, they'll have a partisan background and opinions, but that's maybe adds to the color of the discussion, not draws boundaries and walls around which we can't work. And then I guess the other thing is you know each other better. You have relationships with this person across the table from you, that they're not an evil Republican or an evil Democrat. They are your colleague who you went to dinner with last night, and you know their kids, and you know went to their child's wedding. And so you just, you know, there are lines you're not willing to cross. You're not willing to torch somebody. You're willing to have a difference of opinion, but at the end of the day, you find a way to get stuff done.
Is the approach to campaigning for, say, a county level seat and a congressional seat, is that wildly different?
Well, I think, you know, running for Salt Lake County mayor, the population of Salt Lake County is well over 1 million. So those campaigns are somewhat similar because congressional seats over 800,000. So you have to, in a campaign like that, you're campaigning to the masses, but you're also campaigning at an individual level. All of my races have been super close. So you're running TV, you have a robust media campaign and media outreach. But you're right to say there's a difference between some of these national races and big races that become more lowest common denominator. You have to find the message that's going to work for large amounts of people. And the local races are more tailored on local issues and neighborhood issues and how something's going to affect a community.
Oftentimes, the decisions that are made at the local level can have a more immediate impact on people's lives than the decisions being made in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. Did that fact inform the way you were campaigning at all for any of these positions?
You know, I think since I felt most at home in local government, that's the office that resonated with me, where I think had identified most. I always tried to make my campaigns a local campaign and running on local issues. You know, it's also not a coincidence that Utah is a state that is, you know, if you look at just the partisan baseline, if you put a generic Republican up against a generic Democrat, the Republican wins. So it does make sense for, if you are a Republican running for one of these big offices, make it about Republican versus Democrat. If you are a Democrat running for one of these big offices, you have to make it about Ben McAdams versus, you know, another candidate. It has to be local. It has to be individualized. So even if you look at the branding that I used during my campaign, my signs were always Ben, and then my last name in small letters and the office I was running for in small letters. My goal was that when strangers met me in the grocery store, they'd come up and call me by my first name.
Why should people care about who represents them at the local level? And why should people vote in some of these down ballot races that may be on page 2 or 3 of their ballots this year?
The decisions that impact us as Utahns are, you know, you should turn your ballot upside down and start from the bottom up, because those are going to be the decisions that really impact your day-to-day life. At the local government leaders, whether it's your school district, your state school board, county government, and then state legislative races, those are the individuals who are running for jobs that are going to have an immediate impact on our quality of life and the life of our kids. So the national elections, certainly I think we know the stakes are high, regardless of what your position is and who you support for president. But we also know that Utah's votes aren't really at play. We can predict with pretty good certainty which way Utah's going to go, which way Utah's electoral votes are going to go in the presidential race. There are not a lot of races at the top of the ballot that are in contention, that there's a lot of fighting for. So both, I think, because local government is the place that's going to have the most immediate and direct impact on our lives, but those are also the races that are the most competitive, where it's going to come down to a handful of votes and everybody's vote's going to matter.
So you're saying, given the somewhat predictability of some of these races at the top of the ballot, we really have no excuse to not pour a lot of energy into learning who our local candidates are.
Yeah, and you see the drop-off. You know, you see the number of people who will go in and vote for president, and they'll start and they'll fill out the first third of their ballot, and then they'll end and they'll just turn in their ballot then. And races have been decided by people who did not continue down the ballot, and you know, your candidate lost, or the candidate who's fighting for your values lost the election because of a 10% drop-off in completion of the ballot.
Ben McAdams, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was former Congressman Ben McAdams.
Next, we'll hear from two candidates running for a Salt Lake County Council at-large seat and how these races impact the way you live in your community.
You're listening to State Street.
Hey, I'm David Childs, a producer of State Street. We know there's a lot at stake this election year, and we're here to break it down for you every step of the way. So I want to take a minute to ask for your support. The only way that we at KUER are able to produce projects like State Street is with donations from the local community. People like you who value the content we provide for Utahns across the state. If you can, take a minute and donate to support projects like State Street. Go to KUER.org/support and help us continue bringing you the latest in Utah politics. And thanks.
Support for State Street comes from the Hinckley Report on PBS Utah. I'm Jason Perry, director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics. The Hinckley Report is Utah's weekly political roundup, bringing together Utah's top journalists, political thinkers, and lawmakers to help you understand how politics impacts your life. Listen to the Hinckley Report wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to State Street. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Sage Miller. So we just heard from someone who has worked in every level of government, former Congressman Ben McAdams.
And you heard the man. You got to get stuff done if you're a local politician. That alone looks vastly different from Washington, D.C.
McAdams also said running for a local race means coming to the table with real, achievable solutions. In some respects, it seems like more people care about the person rather than the politics.
Sage, help me zoom in a little bit on this point. There's a pretty big race going down in Salt Lake County.
So, Salt Lake County voters are deciding on an important at-large council seat that represents all 1.2 million people who call Salt Lake County home. Democrat Natalie Pinckney and Republican Rochelle Morris are running for that open seat.
And it seems like this race has some pretty big consequences. The county council is divided right now.
Divided like my emotions are after the latest reality TV gossip just dropped. Like, are Jen Affleck and her husband from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives really separated? Or is this rumor a ploy to promote the next season?
Wait, any relation to Ben Affleck?
So glad you asked. Yes. Her husband, Zach, is allegedly his first cousin once removed.
Small Lake City indeed.
Tell me about it. Anyways, back to the divided Salt Lake County Council. If you didn't know, there are 9 people on the council. 4 are Democrats and 5 are Republicans. Sounds like the making of a great reality show, in my opinion.
What are Morris and Pinckney's backgrounds? Like, where are they coming from?
Well, Republican candidate Morris works in finance, and this is her first campaign she's ever run. She really cares about the dollars and cents of it all, especially since Salt Lake County has the second largest budget in Utah, only behind the state's budget, a whopping $2 billion.
Well, that is the number one job of the county council, is to manage the purse strings of the second largest budget in the state of Utah. And I think because the cost of living has risen over the last few years, everyone is focused on the budget.
What about Pinckney?
This isn't her first rodeo. She's a current member of the South Salt Lake City Council, a nonpartisan position she's held since 2020. But this is her first time running for a county seat. She's focusing on housing affordability.
Really, it's about cost of living, housing. It's about growth. It's about, you know, how can people feel like they have a roof over their heads. A lot of multi-generational families are being happening by force rather than by choosing, and we really need to tackle that.
So we're talking about the local view. And to be fair, you do hear both of these talking points nationally.
Yes, but Sean, what you don't hear from both these candidates in this campaign are the divisive culture war stuff you might typically hear from politicians on the national stage. These candidates are talking about community issues. Here's how Republican Rochelle Morris put it.
I feel like most Salt Lake County residents have more things in common than not. Sure, there are national headlines that come and go literally week in and week out. I mean, 2 weeks ago, everyone was talking about pets, you know, in the Midwest and what's happening with pets. No one actually talks about that on their doorstep here, right? But people do talk about, well, you know, the Smith's grocery store that's outside my neighborhood. There are now individuals who camp there, and they weren't there 12 months ago. I'm concerned about that.
And Democrat Natalie Pinckney had a similar answer.
I have knocked on the doors and had conversations with people from all over the spectrum. And at the end of the day, it's actually about the values. We all want safe neighborhoods. We all want our children to be safe. We all want our families to thrive. I think we have more in common than we do different.
Okay, so if voters typically align when it comes to what local issues matter and candidates just have, you know, slightly varying approaches, I mean, why even vote? What is the point of picking different people at all?
I had the same thought. So I asked each candidate why people should care about who wins these local county council races.
Ugh, I knew you'd come through for me.
Duh, I'm me. Morris says while she's out knocking doors, she spends a lot of time telling voters why they should give a hoot about down ballot races.
We have to educate voters, help voters understand what the county government does for them and why this county council race is important to them. I have met thousands and thousands of people across the county. And when you're able to say, oh, so that senior center is a county program. That library is a county program. The county jail is the largest budget item inside the county, right? And you can make it real for people. Then they go, yeah, actually, I do care about this county race.
Pinckney says people should know who runs their city and county.
Your day-to-day is local, and there are probably people you don't know. I asked this question, can you tell me the director of your public works? And a lot of people can answer that question. The person who's appointing your director of public works is your mayor, and your public works director is in charge of your water, your wastewater, you know, the emergency services. These are important things, our roads, plowing snow. If you care about your family, if you care about getting to work on time, having a house over your, a home to have a good community, you should care about the local elections. And I actually will say, maybe it's controversial, I think it's more important. I think the down ballot ones are the most important. And I think when you get that ballot, you should start at the bottom.
For everyone who is curious, Scott Baird is the director of Salt Lake County Public Works and Municipal Services.
Good job, Sean. That's correct.
Thanks, Sage. But I need you to explain one more thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
If these races are so important, what do they come down to?
Two answers. First, I think it depends on the community. Salt Lake County probably has different issues than, let's say, Garfield County. Second, the county council candidates view this race differently, too. For Morris, it's not so much about partisanship.
Everyone cares about wise stewardship of the budget, and everyone cares about public safety. And I am running to serve all 1.2 million people who live in this county. These issues are not Republican issues. They're not Democrat issues. They're not unaffiliated issues. And I know that because I've had conversations with everyone across the political spectrum.
But for Pinckney, partisanship is a major factor in this race.
I think it comes down to, do you want another supermajority? This is a seat, like I said, that's been held by a Democrat for over 24 years. And if the seat is lost, it would be a supermajority, 6-3, veto power over Jenny Wilson's $2 billion budget. And let's think about the state, right? You can think of individual state leaders who you may align with, but as a group, as a supermajority, look at the laws that have come out of our state. If you don't want that to happen from the county, we have to act now. The anti-trans bill that came out of our state, that came first at the county. It got killed because they knew the state was going to pick it up. You're only going to expect more of that if we have a supermajority.
Rochelle Morris is a Republican, so it's a good bet she'll get a good chunk of that vote. Her approach could also appeal to people who are sick of the back and forth between parties.
Natalie Pinckney's message could really resonate with Democrats or anyone who is still upset over the controversy surrounding Amendment D, which we did a deep dive on earlier this season.
Or voters who just don't want another supermajority. Okay, have we convinced you to vote local yet?
The only right answer is yes.
We believe local races matter so much that KUER dedicated its voter guides this election to races at the local level.
We have guides for key races, including the Morris and Pinckney County Council race, as well as other contests in Salt Lake, Utah, Davis, Washington, and Weber counties, ready for your reading pleasure over at KUER.org.
And for voters in Salt Lake County, Sean moderated a debate with PBS Utah between the two candidates for county mayor, Democrat Jenny Wilson and Republican Aaron Ryder, earlier this month. You can watch a replay of that exchange also at KUER.org.
That does it for this episode of State Street. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Sage Miller. We're in the home stretch here, people. The election is so close, you can taste it.
If you want some great tips this week on maybe unplugging a little bit, check out some of our tips on our State Street newsletter. You can sign up for that at our website.
We couldn't put State Street together without our team. All hail our digital dynamos, Jim Hill, Raquel Davis, and Eleanor Gomberg.
David Childs and KUER News Director Elaine Clark are responsible for editing and audio production here at State Street.
And Caroline Ballard is our executive producer.
See you next week.
Okay, we got more. Got a bit more.
We got a lot of pickups. Like recording one without swear words, just in case. I mean, heck, is more Utah.
From KUER.